Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, to finalize my comments, I think that is in accordance with my colleagues that have already presented their final comments. I would say that we need reparation for the DDPA. We need a real recognition of its value. We need to reaffirm the dignity of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action as a document that is so relevant and important as other documents that have been produced by the United Nations system. So the issue of equality of all peoples, all cultures, all religions are at the center of the debate that is proposed, of all languages that is proposed by the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. And so I think that it's very important that we really try to give much more dissemination of this document. I'm in accordance with my colleagues that have mentioned this, the fact that this document is so difficult to find it, even within the system of the United Nations. We have to disseminate the document. We need to make an effort for the translation of this document to local languages so that people can get to know, better know the content of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. And within, as I said, within the system and also outside the system, we need to disseminate the Durban Declaration Program of Action in the media, in the education system, in the justice system, security. There are all these important areas of public policies need to have knowledge about of the content of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. And I'm in agreement with the comments of my colleagues, and I think Ms. Ashwin has made an important distinction between hate speech and freedom of expression. This is very, very important for us in terms of combating racism. We cannot accept the freedom to produce racism and to exert racist treatments to other people and religions, etc. So I would like finally to thank you for your attention and for the opportunity to be here in this panel.